I are back.
What's happening? Your absence was missed. Your absence was. Yeah. No, your presence. No, we didn't miss your presence.
Like, I don't know if you're just confused or being a dick.
Well, I was confused, and then I decided to be a dick.
Hello and welcome to the Ritual Misery Podcast, episode beta 25 for Wednesday, the 25th of February, 2015. This is a show where two lifelong friends talk about geek stuff and whatever else comes to mind. I'm Amos, and with me as always is my friend Ken. How you doing, man?
I'm all right. Still a little bit sick like I was last week, but a lot better than I was last week.
So. Yeah? Still a little bit sick, but not as sick?
Exactly.
So you kind of pseudo just as sick? What? I don't know.
Yeah, symptoms are lingering, but yeah, it's a lot better than it was.
Nice.
How you doing?
Hey, did you notice that it's beta 25 on the 25th, 2015?
How about that?
Like, that's a lot of two fives. And then two lifelong friends. Like it kind of just went with it. You know what I mean?
Oh, my gosh. My numerology buzzer is going off.
Yeah, someone out there is like, oh, math. Like, do you even math, bro?
Oh boy. I don't really math. I don't even
you
numerology.
You don't math?
I don't even know what any of that's supposed to mean. So, I barely
that's
number.
That's pretty awesome. Yeah. You barely number?
Yeah. Speaking of which, I just
certainly
now
don't math.
My timer.
Oh, well, you're only a minute and 22 seconds behind.
Close enough. So I see you're enjoying certainly. The breakfast stout.
Yes, a breakfast stout by Founders Brewing. It's very delicious. It's double chocolate coffee oatmeal stout. I have no idea what that means except yum.
That means awesomeness.
Yeah. It's pretty much a double chocolate coffee oatmeal stout. I'm pretty sure you add those up if you do the math, you come out with awesome somewhere in there. Numerology people get with this.
Yeah.
Figure that one out.
Know. Yeah, I'm partaking in a Victory Storm King. It is also a stout. It's an Imperial Stout.
Yes. That's the one I had last week. Delicious. It's got a special little tang to it.
Yeah, it is quite delicious.
It's got a, I don't know, how would you explain that, since you're the beer connoisseur of the two of us? It's got kind of like a herby clove flavor almost to it.
I can go with clove.
I don't know, something exotic in there. It's really delicious.
Yeah, it's like a almost a coffee bitterness in the finish. It's got a little something more, like, you know, cloves. I'll go with cloves. Cloves works.
It's pretty good.
But either way, it's pretty delicious.
Shoot. So, you know, I had an email that I was going to open up and have ready for us. I'm going to go ahead and get that. So why don't you tell us about your TED Talk while I'm doing this right here?
Okay. Yep. I did watch a TED Talk. Ben Ambridge was the presenter, and the name of the talk was 10 Myths About Psychology Debunked. It was pretty interesting. I like things that are, you know, that debunk commonly held beliefs or myths or whatever. You know, so Mythbusters is pretty popular in my household. I mean, we grew up hearing all kinds of myths, you know, psychological myths and whatnot, and this guy.
So give me some of the give me your favorite one out of them. I know. Pop quiz on the shit you just watched, right?
Well, I didn't just watch it. That's the thing. I watched it way earlier in the week.
Teach you for being prepared.
Yeah, exactly. See, I didn't take my notes till today, when I should have been taking notes all week.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the high quality of podcasting experience that you can help us with our Patreon if you go to our page, with our Amazon affiliation if you go to the page, and with our iTunes affiliation if you go to our page. You can support these type of professional podcasters right here.
Yeah,
folks.
Exactly. Well, see, this is a weird episode anyway, because normally we have a topic in mind at the end of our previous podcast, and we prepare all week for it, and we didn't do that this week.
No, we certainly did not.
But we kind of purposely did it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was a matter of, we have a list of topics of things that we would like to talk about in the future, and here lately we've just been so busy and everything else. It's kind of a, you know what? Let's just have a relaxed week, a week where we're just talking about whatever comes to mind, whatever is still lingering with us on a Wednesday after we've been through all this shit on Thursday through Tuesday. So that's kind of what it is, and plus it's kind of a quadricennial, is that what I mean? I'm sure there's a word for it. The
25th.
That too. That'll work.
The sesquennial or something. I don't know.
I don't know. It's episode 25. I know episode 1 and episode 2 have not been published. They will come out as Patreon only surprises later on, as soon as we really, as soon as life calms down just a little bit. To be honest,
yeah, no doubt.
And that's going to happen, but this is our 25th beta episode, and I don't know that we're ever going to come out of beta. I think we'll just stay here and let people figure it out from there, because I don't think this show is ever going to stop getting better. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's like the analogy that I made before about the remember back in the 90s when everybody were starting websites and they all had that banner that said under construction.
Yeah.
You know, that's before that's before everyone realized that the web is constantly under construction. If your website is not dynamic enough to keep changing and adding stuff to it, then just cancel the website. Just close it.
Right. Hey, did you get the link I sent
you? I did.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead and bring that up real quick, and I'm going to talk about my TED Talk. Go ahead and peruse that for a second. This week, I actually listened to this or watched it, I believe, at breakfast with my wife on Monday. We had snow days. Monday, we got a bunch of snow Sunday night, so we didn't go to work Monday because the roads were just not drivable for the average human, for the average Evelinian. And Tuesday, we had late reporting. So I think Monday morning, we were sitting there having breakfast, made some eggs and stuff like that. And my wife and I sat there at the table and watched this. All the kids already left. We don't normally allow phones at the table, but it is what it is. And all the kids had left. So her and I were just sitting there, and I brought this up. And it's by a woman by the name of Melissa Marshall. And the quick synopsis is, Melissa Marshall brings a message to all scientists from non-scientists. We're fascinated by what you're doing, so tell us about it in a way we can understand. The TED Talk itself is only, it's really short. It says here 4 minutes, and that seems about right. It's very short. But the baseline of it, I think, is really important, and it's something that I'm guilty of at the house, is talking over my audience. I'm not the smartest individual in the world. You can probably tell that if you've seen the show at all or listened to the show at all. However, I do have a wide berth of knowledge. That just proves right there that's totally not the right terminology and words for it.
Your knowledge is taking up way too much space. Get out of my swimming pool. Yeah.
My knowledge is just... it's taking up far too much of this up here. And I like to share that with, you know, people that I'm around. I try not to do it in a way that's, you know, cocky or jerky, but that's just my personality.
Stop being penis-y.
Stop being so you.
Exactly.
A lot of times I don't want to say it, it's not dumbing it down. It's communicating effectively for your audience.
Exactly. You got to know your audience.
Yeah, exactly, and I think that was really important. As a kicker, I mean, because we're both men. I mean, it never doesn't apply. She's not bad looking. I mean, she's not hot. Well, some people might consider she was, but she's not. I mean, she's not ugly.
Okay.
So I say that because during her presentation, her appearance actually, you know, because. Her appearance, the way she holds herself and the way her facial expressions and things like that, it draws you further into the talk. And it was one of those non-verbals that added to the conversation that she was having with the audience, to include myself.
So definitely watch the video and not just listen to the audio.
Yeah, it'd be like if you listen to George Carlin, there's certain, I mean, it's funny, but if you watch him or you watch Robin Williams, listen to a bunch of dead comedians, whatever. there's more to it than just what the words can convey. There's body language and facial expressions that really accentuate their message. And this is the case with this one right here. It's 4 minutes and 34 seconds from June 2012. And well worth it. Well worth it. A great four and a half minute experience.
Right on. I'll have to check that one out.
So, all right. So I sent you a link, and hopefully you're there, because that's what we're going to talk about next, because I'm really good at transitions.
as is very evident.
Yeah. I'm trying to keep my transitions down to our audience level.
Man.
Because that's what you want to do when you have a fledgling podcast, is insult the limited audience that you have. So I'm just going to go ahead and hit all the bases tonight, because, you know, fuck it, I'm on a roll. Also, we had a sponsorship opportunity that we can't partake in because we use words like penis, fuck, and shit.
Ah, damn it.
Yeah. You know, it would have been good money, but we didn't really qualify for it anyway, so fuck it.
Shit.
Yeah.
Fuck, man. Damn it.
Yeah. Yeah. What a penis.
Oh.
Also, good radio, never made by two guys drinking beer at the same time.
Yeah.
Okay. So what I brought up is it's Austin2015.sched.org. And it's a list of unofficial events coordinated with South by Southwest, in Austin, the time period of March 13th through the 23rd of 2015. And, yeah, there's all kinds of great stuff going on.
Yeah, I'm scrolling through. It actually took a while for the page to load. I tried to load it on my phone, and it was talking about increasing my storage, and I'm like, what the hell? Cancel. So I brought it up on my computer, and yeah, it took a while to load it all. There's quite a bit of content on this page.
Yeah, and the thing that gets me is not all of these are. I mean, some of them... The thing is, these are not official events, and if you're not an official event, you can't necessarily require a badge, although you can give preferential placement to people with badges. You know, it's that whole technicalities, legalities things.
We don't need no stinking badges.
Yeah, unfortunately, the badges, they at the greatest discount for the interactive one, which is the one that me and you would be most interested in, they started at like $700 a year ago, and they're about $1,100 now, so...
Yep.
Not going to happen.
We don't have enough patrons to buy me a badge. Right. So.
Right. Yeah. Let me get this LLC so we can write that off on our taxes.
Exactly.
Right.
So I like the name of one of the events. It's the Show Up or Don't. It's Still Happening. Happening.
Yes.
I like that.
We will be at South by Southwest. We're going to finalize those plans immediately upon finishing our podcast night. And, It's gonna rock. I mean, that's the only way there is to it. It's gonna pretty much kick all the ass. Take all the ass and just let it be kicked. That's what's gonna happen.
Yeah, we actually had been talking about doing a lot of different cons and events around the country this year, but you had to go ahead and accept some orders to Korea, and a lot of that's not gonna happen.
Yeah, so. Well, I mean, you can still go to Nerdtacular. I'm sure you and the boys would love it.
Yeah, well, yeah, we are pretty nerdy. I don't know. I don't know if I'm up for going up to Salt Lake. What month is Nerdtacular?
It's not 4th of July weekend this year. It's a different weekend, but I'm not exactly sure. I know the details came out, but of course the details came out right after I got my assignment to OSON. So I wasn't... you know, that glutton for punishment to go and do a bunch of research about an event I'm not
right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't know. I'll look into it. I know the Nerdtacular tickets went on sale today.
Oh, did they?
So yeah, I was following Scott Johnson on Twitter today, and I guess they're selling like hotcakes.
Yeah, it's getting bigger every year. It's going to be an amazing thing. Pretty soon, we're going to be fighting for the tickets,
right? Yeah.
So. It's not gonna be stretch deals or anything else. It's just gonna be straight up. Oh, I'm online for 3 days waiting for the go.
Yeah, a year out.
So yeah, but there are several events on here. Some of the ones that I like is like the South by Southwest Film Happy Hour. There's quite a few of them on here. There's a wearable tech happy hour, free drinks and networking. You're gonna have an open bar. I'm gonna be there, and There's actually quite a few of them. Most of them you do have to RSVP for. I don't know how many of them still have tickets available. I plan on finding out as soon as we get done tonight. Tech Lovers Karaoke Night. I'm just saying that I don't see that can be a bad idea. You know, basically, I plan on RSVPing for anything that's halfway interesting and then seeing where it goes.
Yeah, there's a Tech Table Live, the future of the connected home. We were talking a little bit about that several podcasts ago.
Right.
That'd be an interesting one to attend.
Yeah, I'm also interested, once we start nailing these down and getting all this going, of course, we're not going to be going to any of the main events because we don't have badges. We do have an associate of ours. An acquaintance. A dude I've kept in touch with for this, you know, a few years now, after going to the Buzz Out Loud open bar meet and greet party, Richard Gunther, and he'll be there because he goes to all the cool stuff. That's pretty much what his job is I'm going to go do all the cool things.
Yep. Well, I was actually thinking about him because he does the podcast about connected homes, right?
Home On, yeah.
So I bet he's going to be at that event.
Well, I don't know. It depends on what's going on in the official events because he's an actual
badge holder.
He does the fancy stuff, you know. We might have to catch him after he does all the work stuff so we can go out drinking.
Yeah, see, more our speed probably is the Tech Lovers Karaoke Night.
Yes, exactly. that's what I was saying, man. I don't see how that's a lose situation.
Yeah, but you won't be able to sing though because all the singer tickets are gone.
Yes, but that's fine because they don't need me singing anyway.
Exactly. I was just thinking that.
shut up.
Oh boy. But yeah.
There's a lot of cool stuff. And it's all going to be we're just going to go to the free stuff. Just because that's what we do.
Yeah, I'm sure there's going to be lots of podcasters there, lots of podcast talk there. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of podcasts taking place, live events there, and stuff like that. We will probably record one in Austin, at least one.
Yeah, that would be the plan. Especially if we can find some cool people to sit around and shoot the shit with on Friday night, maybe Saturday night, we can sit there and have some drinks at one of these little events and get going. We're still hoping that some other shows we listen to do special events. I wouldn't mind if the 5x5 crew or the Night Attack crew, any of the old CNET people, if they were there, if they were having meetups, whatever else, I wouldn't mind going there and seeing what they think and meeting them in person and shit like that. It'd be pretty cool.
Absolutely.
I don't mind being a fan geek.
Yeah, you know? No doubt. I'll fanboy out a little bit. It'd be really cool actually to get a few words with some of the other guys we listen to, and I don't want to say a full blown interview, but get a few words and we can throw them up on the show it'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. We'll see where it goes. Have you been paying attention to the news the last day or two?
Unless it happens on Engadget.
Oh, so probably not.
Or 9to5 Mac or Daily Tech News Show, and I'm way behind on that one. That's pretty much all the news I listen to.
Yeah, no,
because I figure once politics or world events tackle into the tech world,
once a day, once every other day, I just check out the headlines. Plus, I get push notifications on my phone for any crazy major events that go on.
So what you're saying is you're a news geek.
And to a point, I used to be really bad. I used to be a total news junkie. But anyway, I just like to know kind of what's going on. But
so are you saying you're a recovering news geek?
Yeah, sure. We'll go with that. No, so last week we were talking about pot coins, if you remember.
Yes, and tit coins.
Right, yeah. But this is more in regards to the pot coins. You're going to be able to spend those in Alaska now. Did you hear this? Yes. Alaska has legalized marijuana. So now there are three states in the union. So you've got Washington, Colorado. Well, let's do them in order. Colorado, Washington, and then Alaska now.
And two of those are on my dream sheet for when I leave Osan, and the other one is right next to the one on my dream sheet.
Well, and
I'm preparing for retirement. I'm not saying, but I'm saying. Right.
Well, and then what I thought was interesting is, see, a lot of states have legislation out there, or not necessarily legislation yet, but they've got the vote out. You know, the ballots are out to the people to decide, you know, is this something we want to do? They've had it on the ballots before. They're planning to have it on the ballots in the future. Anyway, most states are leaving it to the people. You know, hey, do you want to do this or not? Well, Washington, D.C. is actually one of those places. And it's sort of kind of ish legal to possess marijuana in Washington, D.C. The only thing is that Congress is in charge of the funding of D.C. And Congress will not fund that bill's implementation. So they're kind of stuck. Like, well, the, who is it? I don't remember if it's the rep or the senator or whoever, or hell, it might even be the mayor. I don't even remember. Whoever runs DC is saying that they're going to implement the law. Like, screw it. Marijuana is going to be legal. I'm filing the shit tomorrow, and everybody can smoke pot tomorrow. And Congress basically told her, like, basically dared her. Like, if you do this, you are doing this knowing that you are in willful violation of the law. Because, I mean, obviously, marijuana is still, it is still illegal on a federal level.
At least for now.
For now. Yes, for now.
According to Douglas Throckmorton, Deputy Director for Regulatory Programs at the FDA, he said in June 2014 that the FDA is currently, as of that time, conducting an analysis at the request of the DEA on whether marijuana should be downgraded. That is according to the Wikipedia. I find it when it's actually got notations like that to be fairly accurate. So, and this one's actually got Bloomberg article notated.
Yeah. So it's interesting to me to see where this is going to go, because I mean, what, 10 years ago? 20 years ago, for sure, marijuana was completely prohibited anywhere you looked.
Right.
But today, there's only 23 states that marijuana is completely prohibited in. We've got the three states that have completely legalized it. D.C. looks to be on the brink. And then,
according to this, Oregon has also legalized it. So it'd be four states.
Hmm. I did not know that about Oregon. Well, see, and you might.
Of course, in Oregon, it might just be growing naturally. They figure we can't bust anybody for smoking some shit that grows naturally,
right? But the thing is, though, you gotta kind of read the details on those, because, like, for example, in California, if you got a medical prescription, then you can have it. So a lot of the states that say that marijuana is legal, it's for medical or for, you know, special circumstance scenarios or whatever. And all the states, the majority of the states, have laws allowing marijuana, at least marijuana possession or use for medical purposes or whatever. It's, like I said, only 23 states is it still completely prohibited. Right. I'm going to make a prediction less than 20 years from now. You know what? Screw that. I'm going to say within the next decade, so less than 10 years from now, marijuana is going to be federally legal, and it's going to be allowed in all 50 states and D.C. within the next 10 years.
I will piggyback on your blank mind. Apparently, I've done too much marijuana.
Apparently.
I will piggyback on your prediction with a slightly skewed version of it. I believe that marijuana will no longer be listed as a Schedule I controlled substance once they have a way to identify whether or not an individual is currently under the influence, the way they can alcohol. Because right now, our tests just show if they've used it in a certain amount of time. You know, the gradual degradation of THC or whatever the test component is in the blood. But they can't say how long it's been in there, and they can't say how fresh it is and if the person is actually still under the influence.
Right.
Alcohol, you can, because it you know, metabolizes so quickly. You can tell exactly how much they've had versus how much, you know, how long it's been in their system, everything else. Once they find a way to tell whether or not the THC is active, and if it is, how long or how much THC is active in the body, I think then it can come down, because then they can say, okay, you can't drink when you're high, or you can't drive when you're high, you can't operate heavy machinery, all that kind of stuff when you're high.
Right.
But you can still use it on the side.
Right. And that's like, and that's kind of how the law is spelled out for the, I was reading a little bit of Alaska's version of it, and that's kind of, it's kind of spelled out like that. But again, you know, they don't have a method in there for determining whether the person is
unless you're smoking a fat doobie driving down the road and stop at a stop sign, and the cop looks over and sees you, and you're like, no, I wasn't smoking it, officer. I wasn't smoking it.
Well, I wonder if they're going to have similar to the open container law. Like, you know, you're perfectly sober, but your passenger is sitting there, you know, throwing back a 40, getting shit hammered. You know, that's still illegal. I wonder if marijuana usage is the same way. If your passenger...
Oh, I'm sure it will be, because otherwise everybody would just be hotboxing in
exactly,
the car.
Just getting a contact with those. You'd be like Cheech and Chong, can't see out your windows.
Yep. I will take on another prediction on that, and I will say that as tolerable as it was in the 70s, apparently, because, you know, we weren't there, but we've seen the movies and heard the stories.
I was there in the 70s.
Not in the military.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you're right.
Okay, so just go with me, bro. Why you gotta be arguing with me and shit, man?
Sorry,
just go with me, bro.
I regress, or digress. I digest.
Wait, what? No. Damn it.
What are we talking about?
What are you, like, are you related to my wife? Because that's the kind of shit she does all the time.
Sorry, man. what were we talking about?
Trust me, dude. trust me. Yeah. What? Huh? Podcast.
Oh yeah, this is the Ritual Misery podcast. Yeah. What's up, bro?
the ritually blazed podcast.
this cast might be,
ladies and gentlemen,
we might
post-retirement.
Have to rename this cast at some point in the future.
Yeah.
Oh, post
retirement, this cast is getting an overhaul. It's pretty awesome. So, but yeah, when I say that as tolerated as it apparently was in the 70s, the, you know, Vietnam and shit like that, the military will not permit marijuana usage, at least in the current generation of military members. So people that are coming in today still will not see legal use of marijuana in the military when they're done with their careers 20, 30 years from now.
Mm.
I'm not going to say never.
Right.
Because that's dumb. But I don't think it'll happen in the current generation of military Americans.
The only thing that I have to dispute,
except for the reservists and guard, because they can be in forever.
The only thing that I have to dispute you is that the military is based off of federal law. The military, you know, military members, like, you're in Texas, you have to adhere to the same federal laws that I do. You have to adhere to also Texas law, and I have to adhere to New Mexico law. I believe that if the federal government decriminalizes marijuana, it's going to be treated the exact same way as alcohol.
I don't think
hey,
so.
Hey, it's Saturday afternoon. You want to blaze up? By all means, blaze up. Just be sober on Monday morning when you come in.
I don't think the military is ever going to get a full grip on the alcohol abuse and use. And I certainly don't think they're going to ever open the Pandora's box of what is known as marijuana. Mm. I don't think it'll happen.
I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what happens. I'm not going to be around for it. I can guarantee that.
They're gonna be well blazed.
The government
time
is not
it.
That fast. That's for damn sure. Working for the government for the past two decades, I assure you, the government
you'll
does
be
not
blazed
work
by
that.
The time it happens. Blazed on a Karn.
But yeah, that's gonna be interesting to see how that plays out.
Yeah,
so
pretty much.
You only looked at tech news. Did you look at sports? stuff at all? Or just doing random?
No, man.
You're just in a vacuum the last couple of days.
No, it's not. It's an intentional vacuum of shit that I don't care about. Because what happens is I'm in the military. If I start worrying about everything that everybody's got going on everywhere.
Nobody ever said you have to worry about stress.
But I do. I do. Look, my OCD ass is on Zoloft for a reason, all right? I can't not think about that shit. So I just don't pay attention to it at all. Like I was saying before, in the edit, the audio version, I'll have to cut out where I spoke over you when I said it because yours was far more interesting than what I was saying. But now I'm going to say it anyway, that I've recapped the boringness that it was before. And now I done forgot what I was going to say. See how that's how important it was for that. No, what I was saying is, unless world news or sports news or political news or whatever else, unless it infiltrates the world of tech, I don't care about it typically.
Well, I saw a few.
Once it is so important that it permeates the world of tech, and Tom Merritt is talking about it on Daily Tech News Show. Hey, don't mind your mute button, dude.
What?
Yeah, don't mind your mute button.
What about my mute button?
No. Well, your mute button didn't mind you. So, once Tom Merritt is talking about something on DTNS, then I know it's important.
Well, that's what I was gonna say. Tom is a man of the world, and I think I wouldn't be surprised if he talked about this because social media was all over the Cleveland Browns junk the last couple of days.
He probably talked about it on East Meets West. But that's where he usually shoots the bull with sports stuff, sports bowl.
Yeah, I found it pretty funny.
So tell me about it.
The Cleveland Browns made a big deal about changing their logo and their colors and whatnot. You haven't heard any of this?
The Browns aren't going to be brown anymore?
Well, you know how they've had the orange helmet? Like, it's just plain. There's no logo or anything on it. It's just an orange helmet. Well, they made a big deal about
their updating
it. They're updating their colors. They're updating their logos, everything. Well, it's like a shade darker orange. And then they had a dog, you know, like they had like the bulldog, I guess, as their logo. Well, now they've got like it's a different dog that looks like it's kind of like sort of snarling. So it's like a he's got kind of for the video viewers just kind of like just like so not scary looking at all. It's just like, wow. Get out of my yard. I don't like you.
Wow. Yeah.
It's pretty funny. It's one of those things. If they wouldn't have made an announcement, if they just would have done it, nobody would have said anything about it. Like, oh, is it a little bit darker shade of orange? Yeah, whatever. Oh, look, it's a different dog. Okay, that's cool.
But
they made a big deal to make an announcement, right? About how they're revamping and modernizing and this is what they gave us.
Wow.
There's a lot of funny social media commentary out there about it. So if you're so inclined, spend about 5 minutes perusing that stuff. It's pretty funny.
The only sports news that I did hear this week, one of the Bush brothers broke his leg on the last practice before the Daytona 500, and the other Bush brother beat the shit out of his girlfriend and is suspended indefinitely from NASCAR.
Oh, wow.
And also, Jeff Gordon is retiring after the season as a full-time driver.
Wow. So, was the Bush, was his girlfriend, was she an assassin by chance?
I don't think so.
Well,
I think she was just some chick that wanted to bang a rich dude.
Oh, wow. Because I don't remember his name, but there was a NASCAR driver. You know what I'm talking about, right? Oh, maybe not. Okay, well, I don't remember his name. There was several months ago, a NASCAR driver got arrested or charged in court or whatever for beating the shit out of his girlfriend, and he's denying it, and he said that that's impossible. I couldn't have beat up my girlfriend. She's a trained assassin.
Oh, wow. No, it's probably the same dude. Neither one of the Bush brothers are overly intelligent, as far as I can tell.
Mm. Well, the interest, so. I apologize because I don't know what the guy's name was. I've completely brain dumped that part of it. So maybe it was a Bush. I don't know. I'm not going to say one way or the other. But anyhow, it's funny as shit because not only did he say this, but if you look at the situation, it's actually kind of plausible because his girlfriend had, well, former girlfriend.
No, probably still girlfriend.
Right. Well, she has a federal job where, you know, she works behind closed doors. She has a,
she's one of those
top secret squirrel can't kind of talk things, about huh? my work kind of jobs. So, so I mean, who knows?
Okay, we can just stop right here. We never know if the NSA is going to be tracking us down for trying to break out the big news or something. Oh my gosh, really?
Well, I'm not saying stupid. Anything that's not already out there on mainstream news sites.
Holy crap! Okay, so on highly interesting, in my opinion anyway, news. YouTube has been around for 10 years as of this month or last month. I don't know. Right around this time, they've been around for 10 years.
That's crazy.
Long before Google bought them, of course. So this last week, they released a video, and I'll have to put the video in the show notes. It was a collage, a 16-minute... it's not a collage. What do you call it when you throw all the videos together? Whatever. Supercut.
Oh, okay. We'll go with supercut.
It was a 16-minute supercut.
I was going to say montage.
Of their
we'll go supercut.
Montage? Nah, I don't. Whatever. So it's a 16-minute supercut of all of their highest viewed viral videos.
Okay.
There are some on there I didn't know about. There's some on there I'd seen the video of but didn't know is an actual YouTube viral video. You know, a lot of it happened when we were overseas and internet connections at the time weren't all that great. or in Barksdale. Yeah, where's your sound effect now, fool?
I know, I'm not ready for that.
See, always be ready. And, of course, I don't have ready either, but shut up. Things like the keyboard cat, you know, Charlie bit my finger, the bulldog that skates on the skateboard.
Oh, my God, that's so 10 years ago.
Roller skates. Right? Weird. The dude in the orange shirt that does all the dances and stuff, you know. Of course, Psy has the most viewed video on the damn galaxy.
That's a sad statement.
You know, it would be for me, except I really enjoy the song. I have no idea what he's saying, but I enjoy the song. I enjoy the beat. I enjoy the outward goofiness of that video. It makes me laugh every time I watch it. And then there's a companion video to that. The woman that's in that video with him actually has one where she's actually singing most of the song, and he's part of her video, and it's all in Korean. There's like no English to it in any way, shape, or form, and it's just as goofy, but it's got more of a Korean twist to it. So you can kind of see, if you're watching back to back, you can kind of see the balances between the two. Of course, I'll link him in the show notes because, you know, everybody knows Psy needs another video count.
Right. Well, you know, funny thing about how I first heard this song, it was on AFN when I was living in Germany. And, of course, the song is all in Korean. Well, not all in Korean. It's like, what, 85% in Korean?
Yeah.
In fact, the title of the song, Gangnam Style, it's the name of a Korean city and then an English word, style.
Right.
But him singing this in his Korean accent, and I didn't have any context because all the words surrounding those words are all in Korean, I thought he was saying condom star. I'm like, what the fuck is a condom star?
Style,
and
like,
why is somebody singing about it? On AFN, even. How are they playing this song on AFN? Like, what the hell is going on here? Like, probably the first three or four times I heard this song on AFN, that's what I thought he was saying.
I always heard Opam Gangnam Style.
I heard...
And I was like, that's some I've never what? Huh?
I heard Whoppin' like, Condom Star.
Whoppin' Condom Star. Yeah. That's is that like Trojan's new brand? Is that what's going
you
on?
You know,
there?
That I was trying to figure that out.
Holy crap.
Turns out I was way wrong.
Yeah, apparently. So yeah, I'll throw those links in there. The first time I heard it, someone was requesting it at a karaoke party I was hosting here at Dias, and they kept saying, "Yeah, play that Korean shit." And I was like, I have no idea what the hell you're talking about. And then like the next day, I was surfing YouTube and I was like, "What the hell is this Korean shit?"
Oh, boy.
And like there's a link, a story about it on like Engadget or some shit, and I clicked it and I was like, "Oh." And of course, just like the lemming that I am, I watched it like 6 times, laughing my ass off the entire time.
You are a pop song hooker, aren't you?
I am. I love stupid. According to my family, I've heard every song I know, all the lyrics to every song ever made, on every genre, on every planet.
Oh boy,
but half the time I just go along with the beat, you know, just kind of like a little mumble to myself, and they think I'm actually singing the song. But whatever, you know.
Oh man, back in high school, I thought you were pretty metal, but no, you're pretty pop. You're quite the pop.
I'm pretty eclectic. I mean,
no,
I listen to a good bit of everything.
You know that, and that's the thing. So. I could never really get behind pop songs, except for the occasional guilty pleasure that you don't admit to anyone that you really like that song.
Right.
But you like all of them.
Who's gonna admit?
You don't give a shit. Who knows?
No. Like Careless Whisper is one of my favorite songs of all time.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
George Michael.
oh God.
Careless Whisper.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's just one that popped in my head. But yeah, that's one of my guilty pleasures. I love that song. I think it's a great song. There are so many songs, I don't know the name of them. What's that song? One Night in Bangkok. Man, I love that song. You know what that song's about? One Night in Bangkok. You know what that song's about? It's about chess.
It's about chess?
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was about some chess. GI going TDY to Thailand.
No, that's what I thought too. But no, it's about chess. I thought you told me that actually. But yeah,
Chess. I don't know. I'm full of a bunch of useless knowledge that I brain dump on a regular basis.
Speaking of chess, my boy wanted to play chess. He's been getting into chess lately, which is cool.
Awesome.
So I downloaded an app and we played. Of course, we had a board, but you know he wants to play on the computer, so whatever. And we were playing, and it was a pretty good game. Now, I haven't played in years, but I've never really been overly good at chess. I mean, I could probably beat myself in a fucking one-arm fight. So we were playing for a while, and it was evenly matched, and I made a critical mistake. Like, I thought I had him down, and instead he took my queen with, like, a bishop or some crap. Yep. And, like, it was just something completely stupid. And he didn't notice it at first, but as soon as he did, game was over. The game was over. Like, he took my queen, but he didn't realize the implications of it and how thin stretched I was and where my, you know, that my entire strategy lie with that queen. But yeah, it was done. So, and I would almost say that he baited me because in that move, I took his queen with my queen.
Oh, jeez.
And it was all over from there. Like, I had nothing left. Like, yeah, it was great. So he won. He's currently 1-0 on me. And I don't think I'm going to go for a rematch anytime soon.
That's awesome. We're going to have to get him and Isaac together. Isaac is huge in the chess. Yeah. He's my nerd. Lucas is quite the geek. He's got a little bit of nerd in him, but he is very...
Lucas is your geek and Isaac's your nerd?
The geek. Isaac is the nerd. Yeah. He's my straight-A student, my chess club nerd. Yeah. I've got a full-blown nerd and a full-blown geek. Isaac is Lucas is the D&D guy. Oh, that's my geeky thing of the week. I ordered the D&D 5th edition player's guide for Lucas and it came in the mail this week. And yeah, he's been all about it. His friends are making characters and shit. He's coming up with a campaign that he's going to run his friends through. So
I'm going to go classic geek on you. A buddy of mine at work found third edition, not 3.5 like I was hoping. He found third edition DM guide and player's handbook. I've already got the 3.5 monster manual. I'm trying to get the 3.5 set, but he found the DM guide and the player's handbook third edition in just shy of like new condition.
Oh, wow.
For $7 each.
What? Holy crap. That's insane.
Huh? Huh? They're like $50 minimum. Oh,
that's
man.
Insane.
Yeah. So that's golden right there. $7 each. So I'm going to just throw him a 20 and call it a day.
Hell yeah.
Call the rest of the finder's fee, dude. That was the hookup. So that's my I guess that'd probably be my geeky thing of the week. I mean, I'm doing shit all the time, but since you're bringing that up, that's pretty much what it is.
So Lucas was talking. He's like, wouldn't it be cool if there was like a vampire class or like rules about converting to vampires and stuff? I was like, oh, dude, you're talking Ravenloft. He's like, Raven yep. what? Like Ravenloft? Come on, dude, Ravenloft. He's like,
you can't. You can't step into Ravenloft as a new player, though.
Right. And I was like, wait a minute. You know what I mean? Like, hold on. Let me look this up because maybe there's not like a 5th edition campaign setting for Ravenloft. Apparently, Ravenloft has been gone since 3rd edition. It has not even made an
appearance. Yeah, I haven't seen it. No. They stopped writing books for it and everything.
Yeah. So but I was kind of disappointed in that because Ravenloft is a cool concept. It's, you know, it's the horror goth campaign setting for D&D.
Yep.
All your vampires and werewolves and ghouls and goblins and all that kind of crap. But it was a cool thing because it was an equalizer. If your character's just getting too big and bad and, you know, as a DM, you're just like, you know what? These guys just, they need some humility. Suck their motherfucking asses into Ravenloft and all their fucking powers are useless. So fuck them. Get some humility and then you can go back to your fucking either, you know, wherever we're at, Dragonlance or Forgotten Realms or, you know, the setting that I made up in my own head. Yeah.
Yeah.
Spend a moment or two in Ravenloft and get some humility and then you can come back.
The problem with Ravenloft though is that it's such a descriptive world that if you're not playing it right, if you don't have a solid DM and some players that understand the depth of the setting, it can go pretty astray pretty quickly, and you don't get quite the full experience from it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, and that's true. But me as a DM or a GM or whatever, depending on whatever game I'm playing, I'm pretty strict about my role as the DM or GM. Mm-hmm. If I have a player telling me that, oh no, that wouldn't happen because my character, dude, fuck you.
Yeah,
this is happening. And if they still don't want to play along, it's kind of, you know, okay, all right.
It's
you just took an arrow. I've always took a fucking arrow to the knee, and you got gangrene, and you're about to fucking die. Roll. If you don't roll a 30 with that 20-sided die, you're dead. You know.
I've always been a stout believer that story rules all. So.
Exactly.
Even a bad roll can turn out with a good result if the story is moved forward by the action.
I'm all about the story. And we talked about this like in one of our early, early episodes. It's all about the story. You know, when I would GM, die rolls were rare. If the story is moving along, I'm not gonna stop the storytelling to roll some dice. We're just gonna
It's when you have to take in certain things in effect, but I've played with all types of DMs, and the ones that are more concerned with the story give the more fulfilling story and the more fulfilling experience, and that's what I aspire to do when I GM or DM.
Yep.
Although it's not always effective, but yeah, there it is. So.
Yeah, but the DMs that are all about the rules and the mechanics and the die rolls and all that,
the rules
like,
lawyer.
Well, you know, it's got its place. It's called war games. It's called Warhammer, you know.
It's called Warhammer.
There's places for that, and those are great games, and it's, you know, those are fun and they have their place. But if I'm playing an RPG, I want to role play.
Yeah.
Game is the last word in that, you know.
Your rule lawyer isms are gonna kill my role play buzz.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, all right, man. South by Southwest, man. I think my slate is clear on other stuff to bring up this show. We've actually had a very full show of awesome talk.
Awesome, random, just BSing, which is why we started this podcast in the first place, was that you and I had these amazing fucking conversations. Like, oh, my God, if only the rest of the world could hear our conversations, man.
Could share with this and join in with us. Yeah.
Yeah. And we kind of steered away from that by structuring our talks and, ooh, let's do this subject and let's research the shit out of it and bore people for 20 minutes about this subject. I'm not saying we're not going to still do some of that, but we kind of lost sight of the original intent, I think. So we'll see. We're going to do, I think, probably a mix of the two.
We'll see how it goes. Yeah. So
we're still in beta, so we can do what we want.
Yeah, exactly. It's beta, dude.
Yeah, still playing with the format. We're still in beta. We're still in beta.
Forgive it, man. We're still in beta. Relax, bro. We're still in beta.
Amos and I have many, many, many ideas for separate podcasts. But the thing is that we only have time in our week to do one. And we're on borrowed time to do this one show. So all of the ideas
that
go through
That's
our
why
heads,
last week's didn't come out.
We tested.
That's why last week's didn't come out until Monday.
Yeah. Yeah. But all the ideas that we have for the other cast, we kind of test bed them here. That's kind of what it is, right? This is our first podcast.
Yeah.
At least it's our, you know, for sure it's our first podcast together. And
this is a show where two lifelong friends talk about geek stuff and whatever else comes to mind. So I think that's pretty much the basic statement we need to stick with. So
that's it.
All right, folks. Remember, little quick plug for us on Amazon. If you shop on Amazon at all, which we know you do, just stop by ritualmisery.com, click on the little Amazon link right there off to the right side. It doesn't cost you anymore. A little bit of that purchase gets kicked back to us. Anything that you put in your shopping cart within 24 hours of clicking the link, as long as you buy it within 90 days. Is it 90? I think it's 90 days. As long as you buy it within 90 days.
Boring. Whenever you're ready to buy something, just click the link on our site, ritualmisery.com, and buy it. And we get a couple of cents
and
on
help,
every dollar.
And help
spent.
Us out.
So that's awesome. That'll there do us go. A big favor, and we will thank you big time for that.
And any apps or songs or anything else that we link to in the show notes, if you want to click on that, it'll take you to iTunes. You buy it there. Same thing. Gives us a little kickback. That's all you need to know. If you're really hardcore and you want to see massive improvements, cruise on over to patreon.com/ritualmisery. If you're just that hardcore, we don't have any patrons right now. In fact, it was suggested by our good associate, good friend, mild friend. I don't know, whatever Richard Gunther is, he's fucking awesome.
He's a friend of the show. First, we'll say that. Well, he's a friend of the show.
Yeah. He's an unsolicited mentor of the show. Let's go with that, huh?
Oh yeah. He was absolutely not trying to mentor, but he's kind of become a mentor.
How's that for how's that for some wordsmithing, huh?
Yeah.
Anyway, he suggested we don't even mention the Patreon, so I'm not going to mention it again after this, because I think he's got a very, very valid point. Nobody wants to be the first one. But if you do want to be the first one, if you think this show is awesome and you want to see more of it, we're not trying to get rich here. We just want to be able to do this on a more continual basis. Ken's getting ready to retire. I've got some other projects going on. I'd love to make this more of a priority so we can actually spend some time here, and so that our respective other halves can relax a little bit, because the show's actually, you know, not sapping away all of our extended income.
Yeah, because we buy equipment, and it's just completely out of pocket expense. We buy things to make this show better, or try to make this show better. But it'd be kind of nice if, you know, we weren't just, you know, breaking the piggy banks to do that stuff. So if you like what we do, if you think that we might be able to do a little bit better if we had some better stuff, you know, kick us a few bucks, and we'll definitely put it to use.
Yep, but we won't be mentioning that anymore. That's the last time we'll mention. I actually didn't even mean to mention it today; just kind of rolled off the tongue. So that's pretty much our show for this goofy ass Wednesday evening. Kent, where can folks find you? They can find you on Twitter at @rm_delnoche, and where else?
That's right. Hit me up on Twitter, man. I post random stuff on there from time to time, and I think it's amusing. Check me out on Twitter, @rm_delnoche. Or if you're a beer guy like me, go to ratebeer.com and search for username Del Noche.
Sweet. Pretty sweet.
Where are you at, man?
Well, I'm on the Twitters at Ethan Kane. It's the old vampire name, Vampire the Masquerade.
Speaking of
all that, that's actually where Don Luce came from. So you know,
a reveal. Yeah.
It is what it is. We'll have to discuss that further later on. No. Oh, my bad. Shit. Ah, damn it. That one beer and I'm buzzed, man. You know I'm on some good meds.
That's a good teaser though for, you know, tune in, because in the future we're gonna explain all of this. It'll all make sense.
Yeah, it's not gonna make sense. You can follow the show on at Ritual Misery on Twitter. Basically, all that's going to be is just to let you know when the next episode posts. Rather you just subscribe and see it in your newsfeed. But if you really want to know exactly when it posts, that's one, because it's going to show up within a few minutes of us posting the new episode. If you have some stuff that you want to talk about, or you want us to talk about, or you want our opinion on, or you just think we're missing stuff and you want to let us know, hey, dumbasses, talk about this. You can do that at our subreddit, ritualmisery.reddit.com. You go there, you paste a link and throw a little comment in there, whatever else you want to do, and we will talk about it, good, bad, ugly, or just plain retarded.
Definitely.
We're fine. We will talk about it. You can find us on our home on the web, which would be ritualmisery.com. It's a great site. We're building it up. I've got some great ideas. I've got some things in beta, well, like alpha, that needs to move and get put on there. But we're going to be adding some stuff to there very soon. It's fully functional as it is right now. I have not screwed it up again. Thank you very much.
Yet.
And you go there, make comments. You can reach us there. It's got all of our email addresses on there and everything else. Of course, you can always reach us at podcast@ritualmisery.com. And you can always call and leave us a voicemail. 567-69-TRMPC. That's 567-698-7672. Our music comes courtesy of the great Kevin MacLeod. Thank you very much for your music. Thank you for listening, for Kent, for me, and for you. This is your Ritual Misery Podcast.
Rate us on iTunes. That would help us out quite a bit. Thank you, guys. Peace out. See ya. One thing that we didn't do was I was going to talk about my new friend, my texting buddy, and I even told him that I was going to talk about him on the show, and I didn't. So that's an undelivered promise.